The following show is intended for a mature audience.
But it's really funny.
So, if you're underage...
Go to bed.
Easily offended...
Get over yourself.
Or just got a gigantic stick up
your... Hey, watch it, watch
it. Okay, okay. You all might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Jethro Silverwing Show on online gaming radio.
It's time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. It's time to waste 2 hours, Jethro Show, tonight.
Hey there, Dwarf!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us do.
I'm just glad I got my ale. To use it.
Well, it's time to get it started on the most sensational, entertaining,
merchantable, perfect, whimsical. This is what we call Jethro Silverwing Show.
Oh, we're gonna get sued by the ghost of Jim Henson. I know it.
This is the Jethro Silverwing Show. Today is Tuesday, April 22nd, 2008. I'm your host, Jethro Silverwing. With me, as always, is my love, my mean squeeze, Eloquent Jenna. How are you today?
Hail and greetings, and I'm doing good.
All right. She's doing good. So let's see what's going on. What the heck's going on this week? Tell you what's going on.
What's going on?
The Legion of Kimmicore has gained to level 60!
Okay. I had some nice
fan... bank space.
Yeah, you couldn't hear that, but I had some nice fanfare music and stuff like that going on. So yes, Legion of Kimmicore, ding to level 60. I'm happy about that.
Me too. More bank space.
Woohoo! We need bank space. Why? We just got too much crap.
Also means new mounts.
Yes. Available new mounts. We redesigned the cloak.
Mm-hmm. Looks good.
Let's see here. Let me turn on my cloaks. Made such a big deal about the cloak, I never even used the damn thing. There we go. There it is. I think it looks all right.
Whoop, and I like my new mount.
Oh, you got one of the new horses?
Yeah, well, it's not new. It's old, but
well,
it came out
new,
with...
New for you.
It came out with EOF. I got the Warbarded Black Cavalry horse.
All right, so
just
you're not...
for a change from the warg.
So you don't have something drooling all over you now.
No, I'll get another drooling one when we hit 65.
All right.
And yeah, we had a ding in the go.
Yeah, I just saw that. Urson just made 21 achievement points. Congratulations. There we go. There's your AA ding.
And before the show started, Shiver had 113 achievement points.
All right, well, 113 achievement points for Shiver. Congratulations. Give him a little ding here. There we go.
Ring-a-ding.
Ring-a-ding-ding. Got achievement points going on. So level 60. We're all excited. We had a very productive guild officer meeting this weekend. Or at least I think it was productive. I think we covered a lot of things and we're going to shake the guild up just a little bit. Not too much, of course, but get some stuff going. And we're going to have a, for the members of the Legion of Kithagor who are listening, we have a guild meeting this Saturday. And we're going to welcome to Kithagor Radio. No. So, yes. Guild meeting this Saturday. I'm assuming sometime after 6 p.m. Pacific time. Just whenever we get it all, whenever we get it all together. It's going to be at Jethel's house, South Kinos. Of course, if anyone wants to come by and hang out and see what I'm doing to my basement and my attic, you can come on down to Jethel's house, South Kinos, on the Antonia Vale server.
Angela Correa is over there cleaning the house.
Oh, yeah, she is in the house right now. Okay.
She's been cleaning. You didn't know it was that big of a mess.
Well, certainly the entranceway isn't a mess anymore. And, yeah, we're going to have a little guild meeting there. And so, yeah.
Break down into drinking and orgying afterwards, but that's okay.
Drinking and an orgy, yep. That's a bunch of debauchery, and that's the Legion
of
Kevin
Core
for you. You like?
Can we make that the word of the week? Debauchery.
The word of the week.
Debauchery.
Just because it's fun to say.
Sure, why not?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, hey, come on down to Jethel's house. Last door right before you get to the Kinos docks in South Kinos. Come on down and see them in the little nightclub that I've put together here. I got a stage. I haven't figured out what to use as a pole yet.
Oh, yeah, I need to try a couple things. I haven't tried those yet.
Well, you know, Domino actually recommended some kind of a lance.
Yeah, I have the lance.
Oh, okay. Well, you need
either
to
that or I drag you out on Heritage Quest and you get your own.
Well, whichever. I mean, if it works. If it works, it works, and yeah.
We'll play around.
We'll play around.
We'll be hanging, well, and we'll be handing out bags of debauchery.
Bags of debauchery?
Yes.
Didn't know debauchery came in bags.
Well, it can.
Okay, then. unscripted, unrehearsed, and completely out of our minds. That's the tagline for this show, folks, and we prove it every damn week. So what else is going on?
We got to stay a fae stuck in a fireplace?
There's a fae in my fireplace? What the hell is she doing in my fireplace?
I don't know.
Angela Correa, get out of there.
That's one way to clean out the fireplace, you know. Grab a fae, stuff it up, let it fly through.
Well, there she is. No, she's on the staircase. She's not in the fireplace. Angela Correa, come over here. We learned a neat little trick. For the apartments, for the houses, how to add another floor to the house. It's a pretty neat trick. You know, if you've got the large manors that have that first entranceway that's like two floors high, well, you can add a floor to that area by putting a carpet on the bottom floor and then using control and your scroll wheel to raise the carpet up in the air to about the level of the walkway that goes around the top of that room. And yeah, I got another room up here. I put up a couple fireplaces, got a sofa, a couple of chairs.
And I forgot whose house I was in and I saw that in. I was buying something, I forgot what. Remember?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you were buying something, and you're like, hey, this is pretty neat.
This is neat. Yeah, you go into somebody's house to buy something, it's like, wow. But they were using Swift cloth rugs.
Yeah,
and
I'm using the Sarnak, the Dizoc ornamental rugs, and the problem with these things are you can't see them from underneath. So if you're, like, on the bottom floor of my house, you look up, all you see is the furniture.
Yeah, I'm going to have to figure out Swift cloth. I'm going to check Mom's site and see, because there's a recipes. I'll find it. I mean, I'm not sure if it's just a rare or if it's a faction recipe that you got to do.
All right. So, yeah, make an extra room for your large house. I like it. I think it came out rather well. I need to buy more furniture, though. Now that I've, you know, basically moved my entranceway upstairs.
Well, Crema can make you anything. You just need to give me a list for her.
That's the problem, though. I don't know. I don't know really, you know, what will look good in the area. It's like, So, I don't know. I'll find something. I got to come up with a theme for each room. I think that's my problem. I need to figure out what I want in each room and then clear it out and get whatever I need.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Swift cloth carpet is a tier 8 rare, which takes a man trap route.
Ah.
So that's going to be easy.
All right.
Yeah. I didn't know that. Well, I can...
You'll just need a lot of them. I mean, these Dizoc ornamental rugs are freaking huge.
Well, these were huge, too. I think she only used 4 up there of these.
I mean, that's what I got here. I used 4 of these Dizoc ones.
Yeah, these are huge carpets. So, yeah, I might do that. I don't know. I've never... My house looks like a disaster.
I haven't been down to your house in a long time. I don't know.
I have no rhyme or reason anymore to it. It's basically a place to hold all my awards and
so it's a storage house basically right now. No, I got this new upper room all set. I've got my downstairs, my new little nightclub going on in the basement. That's all decorated now. And
well, this person's house, what they did is they took, like, 4 of the stone fireplaces and basically put them in a square in the center of the first room. And then she repeated them up above to give it a chimney effect up through the carpeted floor. And it was cool. That was nice. I like that.
Whoop, and I got to yell at Trinity.
Why?
There.
Why'd you have to yell at Trinity?
Because I just had to stop Angela Coria from going into her room.
Oh. Oops.
Trinity lives in Jethel's house now, and she has a room downstairs. And someone's breathing into their mic.
Wonder who that could be.
I don't know. Perhaps it's our special guest for the evening. All right, Elkman and I are not alone tonight, following in my tradition of my series of Ask Interview with a PC. We have with us, I'm hoping I'm not butchering this, Marjade? From the League. Marjade, how are you?
Hi.
Okay, so we have Marjade with us, who is breathing heavily into her mic. That's all right.
Well, she's part of the League, but her guild is the Sojourns?
No, Orbis to Omicus. Orbis to Omicus.
Okay.
Orbis to Omicus?
Yes.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure I wasn't screwing that up too much. All right, so you've been in the League since February of 07. So tell us a little bit about the League.
It's where a bunch of people get together and we raid to get the higher level weapons and armor.
Okay, so it's a little raiding group for people who may not be in raiding guilds.
Yeah.
So if you want to be part of a raid and go do the big things, you join the League, and it's a bunch of people from all different...
I guess you could call it, it's a...
A gang.
A gang.
So is that it? You go around with switchblades and...
No. It's a unity of guilds that raid together.
There we go. So you're not, like, doing show tunes and...
Though some of the people will on vent.
Because I can see it now. You're all going down the alley. When you're in the League, you're in the League all the way.
That's funny.
Down in Blackboro to the plain of sky days. Okay.
You'll have to do them a theme song now.
Oh, God.
Yeah, now you've already done started.
Oh!
Write it down.
Okay, so what was your... Okay, now you are a Silver Star raid leader. What does that mean for everyone who doesn't know?
Okay, that is that is the lowest raid leader. There's Gold Star raid leader and Silver Star raid leader. Silver Star raid leader does a lot of the lower zones. Usually does mostly with people that have never raided before. And take them to, like, do most of the Kingdom of Sky, some EOF zones. Gold Stars mostly do the higher level EOF and do the new T8 zones now.
Okay. Okay, so you're mainly taking care of the Kingdom of Sky right now.
I do Quartz. I do a lot of the... Well, mostly Kingdom of Sky, but I do Quartz, and I do little raids that we go around killing epics and, like, in Tonica, and just about any zone. We do a little bit of everything.
All right. So let's say Elkman and I want to go get our epic done. We are definitely not in a raiding guild. Should we join the league?
A lot of people that are in the league are that's why we're working on the T8 zones, are wanting to work on their epics and get their mythicals. And it's because we are a group that we don't have it's the difference between a regular raiding guild and the league is the regular raiding guild has set people that raid every time. So they get to know each other. They raid constantly together, and it's a little bit easier for them to complete a zone than it is for the league, because we have people, you know, it's more... It's whoever wants to go. We aren't as particular as a raiding guild would be.
Okay, so one of the more constant features of each raid would be the leaders, basically.
Yeah, now we do have regulars that sign up just about for every raid, but we have people that are coming and going. A lot of new people they've got alts they're leveling up, so they'll be, you know... It's always constantly changing. We usually have to refigure strategies sometimes because we don't always have one of every class.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I first started, we were very tank-heavy. we had... Normally, we had, like, 10 tanks or 8 tanks in the raid, and that's usually... With a raiding guild, that would be very no-no. I guess that's... If it hadn't been for the league, I wouldn't have gotten my armor.
All right.
Because no raiding guilds... Most raiding guilds already have their set tanks, and mm-hmm. So trying to get in a raiding guild being a tank is more difficult. So... But now the league is more well-rounded. We've got a little bit of everything, and getting there is trying to set up times that doesn't conflict with people so that they can go.
Right.
Yeah, I was noticing you guys had a lot more raids that people from the Pacific on the Pacific side could probably get in on, time-wise.
Yeah. When I first became a raid leader, my work schedule was different, and I was on more in the daytime, so I was scheduling more stuff during the day or afternoons, which was making it more for the Euro people to be able to join. I haven't been able to do work, be able to schedule those type lately, except for on weekends, so it makes it more difficult for them, but we're trying to fix that.
And how did you become a silver raid leader?
Anybody can post an event on the league that's a member of the league. I was posting HQ groups where we did start to finish on HQs. A lot of them had, like, ending raids. And so I would lead those groups and then put together the raid at the end for people to get their HQ finished. And I was approached about why don't I just go ahead and apply to be a late raid leader. And I'm like, well, sure. I'm already, you know, they're like, you're already doing it anyway. So I did. And I became a raid leader, I believe, in January of this year. And I started doing the raids I needed to get the to become one in like November.
All right. So you just applied for one. Okay.
Usually, I just told them I was interested in going ahead and doing it, and I had to schedule so many events, and I had to have a raid leader go with me to do CIP so that it would count.
Okay. Any plans on becoming a gold raid leader?
I don't know. I don't know the T8 zones well enough to do that. Maybe eventually, but for right now, I'm perfectly happy with the T7 zones and the, you know, EOF zones. And being a gold star requires a little bit more involvement than I can give right now.
Alrighty. Attendance? I mean, ever have a problem getting enough people to do something?
We have had a couple times where we were short people, but usually, you know, people that are there will pull guild members or whatever and they join the league. So we usually can get the raid going.
Have you seen a decrease or increase in the number of people during the last month or so since
in the last month or so, we seem to be
in an epic lull?
In the last month or so, we have actually increased on attendance. The more T8 zone raids that we've had, the more attendance we've had. We've had pretty good turnouts for the EOF zones that we've been posting as well. But usually, if I post something and it ends up we have to cancel it, I usually will put something else together and we'll just go work on a quest line or an HQ or something so that it's not a complete waste. But I try not to cancel events.
All right. Well, of course, you know, you wouldn't want to cancel it unless it's absolutely necessary.
I know I had to cancel one because we had no healers whatsoever.
Well, that would make a problem.
But we've had a lot more healers lately, and things have been going pretty good.
What about rangers? How many rangers you got going on these things? Elquin and I are both rangers.
You know what? I haven't seen but maybe one or two rangers lately.
Hey, we're needed.
We've actually, I think, lately we've had a slack in scout classes.
I don't understand why. I mean, we're just so freaking awesome. Come on, scouts!
I wouldn't know. I've never played a ranger.
What?
No, I'm mainly the only tank I have is my main, and the rest of the stuff I have is either mages or healers.
We have a comment from the Peanut Gallery. Delmon says healers are unnecessary. Mitigate and avoid, and you never need healing.
And he also says that you really need only one or two sacrificial lambs or rangers.
Actually, that was Deader of the Kithakor
server. Kithakor server. Well, it started with a D. Sorry.
Yeah. That's funny. Depending on where you're going, you might can get away with no healer if you've got enough DPS, but.
We would have to have extremely good DPS.
I've actually done Cauldron Hauler once without any healers because we had some awesome DPS that was mentored down, and it was just funny.
We rule when we get mentored down.
Oh, no doubt.
Cauldron Hauler was fun like that. I mean, we were. It's a two-group raid, and it's the end of, like, they believe it's Gul'dane.
Yeah, it is.
But we had a whole group of pretty much tank scouts. We had no healers. But we finished it. It was fun.
See, my notes here say that you seem to be spending a lot of time in the Lyceum of Abhorrence.
Yeah, I like that zone. That's one that I like to coast, but we've had a decline in interest in that one because most people have already done that quest. So I've been posting other things.
What's the draw to that instance? I've never been in it.
There's actually a quest you can get on the hill outside of the zone, and you visit things in there, and then the last named actually completes the quest, and it gives you a chest piece.
Oh.
And it's not bad. It's great for appearance.
Oh,
I'm not mistaken, it's emerald green.
Cool.
I'm the world's worst for collecting appearance armor.
Now, on all the raids that you guys do in the groups, do you have to be on vent to go?
I don't require it. It's a lot easier if you are. If people can't, I mean, like when I first started in the league, my computer at that time was not able to run vent and the game, so I would have to be typed out instructions. They usually designate one person in the raid to do that, to type it in raid channel. We still have a few people that cannot use vent with the game. So, I don't have a problem with it. Like I said, I usually designate somebody to type, or I'll type, you know, basic instructions. But vent does make it a lot easier to communicate, and makes the raid go a lot faster.
I'm just wondering, you know, there's been a lot of talk about a new chat client coming out with the station launcher that is everybody will have access to and be able to use, and it is not supposed to decrease the playability of the game at all. I'm just wondering how that's going to affect a lot of
people. That sounds I'm curious in that. This is the first I've heard of it, but I'm world's worst about reading forums, so.
Okay, I am linking
a little bit out.
I am linking that that plate armor piece in the OGR channel. Man, I love Alakazams. You got this thing here. You go to any item. You go to any item, and they have a thing where you can copy and paste into game and actually link the item in game. I love that.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Hey, it puts silver wings on my boobs. I like it. I'm serious.
Well, that doesn't look bad at all.
You know what? I have found that the best appearance armor is the armor that you wouldn't wear to fight in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's true.
Very true. Actually, I really like that. I may have to see about getting that breastplate. I mean, Elquin in my surname is Silverwing, and it has silver wings on the chest.
Yep. So when's your next one?
Oh, wait a minute. It's plate. It's plate.
Is it plate?
Yeah, we can't wear it.
It is plate. It is plate.
Yeah, we can't wear it. We can just look at it.
Oh, well.
Well, you could always get you a mannequin and put it in your house on it.
Meh. What fun's that?
We'll just have Delman come over.
You could put it on your mannequin and then turn around and sell it. And it would still show up on your mannequin.
Yeah.
Really?
If
you sell something that's on your mannequin, it'll still show up
on
your mannequin?
Well, it's not on the mannequin.
It's not technically on the mannequin because you're still carrying that armor. It's not, like, a slot to put it.
Oh, I see. Okay,
it's putting the appearance on the mannequin. So I have...
So like, until someone buys it.
No, I've actually did a mannequin.
It's on your mannequin until you change change the appearance of your mannequin. You have to have the item on you or in your vault in order to put it on the mannequin. But after that, you can get rid of it.
Yeah, once you've put it on the mannequin, as long as you don't go and put something else on the mannequin, it will stay there for you.
There is a chain version. Let me let me get the link for that. So here, link to the
Yeah, one of the things that this new chat client that's supposed to be coming out is they can, you can change the pitch and tone of your voice.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, but I can do that already.
We already have some people in Vent that actually do change their voice. We got a couple gnomes. It's hilarious. Some guild leaders think it a little annoying, but I think it's hilarious, and I don't mind it. It's all in fun. I can't see going on a raid if you can't have fun.
There you go.
Jared Lilytooth, who is standing right in front of me in my house here, says that he's in the beta for this chat thing, and he says it works perfectly.
I've been wanting to get into that beta, but I'm not sure where or how.
Well, speaking of changing voices, let's all sound like Cheez-It, shall we?
There we go. Now we all sound like Cheez-It.
Of course. Do we?
Well, you can't.
Only you do.
You guys can't hear it, but everyone listening to the broadcast can.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so everyone sounds like a halfling now or a gnome. Of course, I'm putting Cheez-It's accent on it, so I sound like Cheez-It.
Gotcha.
Okay, let's go back to normal.
Are we going back to normal?
We are normal now.
I mean, the most I can do is add echo down here. I mean, you never showed me any of those switches.
No, yours doesn't have any switches like that. This is going through my my Sound Blaster on my second computer.
Because this will do echo.
Yes,
I know the echo button.
Yeah, and if you hit the yellow button right above that, it does a more of an echo.
Like I'm down in a hole.
You're in a cave.
We're in the down below. Where we'll meet. What was his name? That dwarf? We did an interview.
The one that if he doesn't have what you want, you don't need it?
If I don't have what you want, you don't need it!
I don't remember his name.
That's the guy I based the drunken dwarf off of.
They're cousins.
Oh, boy.
I had a heck of a time saying his name the first time. You really want me to try and remember?
Let me see. I have all the interviews here. So.
You have all the interviews there.
I do.
You do.
So what's coming up for the league? Anything big? Big and exciting?
Well, right now, we have labs, actually, was scheduled for tonight. We have Ascent and Barladar scheduled for this weekend.
Yeah,
And then Lyceum is scheduled the 29th, and me and my slacker butt has not posted, but on the 30th I plan on posting Thuga.
Yeah, I signed up for the one on the 26th. I don't even know what I'm getting myself into. I just want to go because I've never gone.
I haven't been to that zone either.
So I just went, well, I've never been there, and I can go because it's silver.
I'm looking forward to it.
I can see
actually,
the ears
behind that. Actually, they take Silver Star after they take the Gold Star. On a Gold Star event, they'll take the Gold Star people that are signed up first, and then they fill in with the Silver Star.
Right.
But I know that there's a bunch of stuff scheduled for next month. Oh, see, we've got, for next month, for May, we've got Clockwork Menace. We've got the Throne of New. Tenaria. We've got Cavern of Crustaceans. We've got, can't pronounce this one. Zuxalios' Roost.
I have no idea what that one is.
That's one I don't know about.
I started to sign up to that, but I'm having problems trying to figure out the times.
Okay, when you sign up for the league, if you will set your in your settings, if you set it up for your time zone, when you go to the calendar and look at the calendar, it will list next to the event, in parentheses, the time period for your zone.
Oh, well, I think it's doing it right because I can see that Cavern of the Crustaceans is set for 6:30 p.m.
Cool.
And I've signed up for that one, didn't I?
I don't know.
Yeah,
did you?
I did, because I've never been there before, and I'd like to go try. And good old Muffy's doing it, so I haven't seen him in a while.
Hey, we have a question for you from Delmon of EQ Tuesday. He wants to know, how does the league deal with strategies? Do you share or work together, or and how competitive are you?
We share. The grade leaders have a channel in the forums that we list strategies that have worked. We also have, you know, we check, there's a couple websites we check, and we have friends that are in actual raiding guilds that give us, you know, ideas to try.
Any problems with people fighting over loot?
No, actually, I like the looting system. The more events you go on, the better chances of you getting something that you want.
Okay, so you're on the Dragon Guild points, that kind of thing?
It's CIP, is what it's called.
Okay, what is CIP, for those of us who don't read?
Okay.
Do you want me to...
Yeah, I'm looking for it, how to explain it.
Well, the one I can see is they call a fair and balanced loot system. Mm-hmm. And let's see. Yeah, there's a big formula.
It's not hard. When you sign up for an event, you show up, and when we start the raid, we go in and we post that you've come to the event. It automatically figures up your percentage of how many events and how many items you've won on the events that you've been to. That percentage, when something shows up that you're wanting, you send a tell to the raid leader. The raid leader takes a tally of the people that are interested, looks up their percentage, and whoever has the lowest percentage will win the item.
Hmm.
We only will allow one fabled item and one legendary item per raid for the person. Now, on the lower level raids, we have had instances that there was no one but one person that could use it, and we have made an exception and let them go ahead and have it. Like the relic pieces that people didn't need or didn't already had. I hate seeing items either get transmuted or rot, you know, if somebody can use it. That's mainly what the raids I do is to help people get geared. So if it's not something anybody can use and there is somebody in the raid that can use it, I would rather see them get it. Then it go to waste.
Right.
If I have a transmuter, then it'll get transmuted if they've already won an item. But I hate seeing things transmuted that people can use.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Delmon's got a question.
Yeah, we have another question here. Is loot favored to a particular class, or is it all in no matter what classes are listed?
Well, depending on the item. If it says it's only for plate wearers, then of course only plate wearers would be the ones that would be sending a tell saying I can use it.
Right.
We've had some jewelry that would be more favorable for something else to wear, but if someone sends a tell that can use it, even though it wouldn't be as beneficial, if they want to use CIP for it, then that's, you know, that's the way it goes. There's plenty of times to go back and get it.
I mean, for the most part, you know...
But I have found
everybody's
that
pretty.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I mean, for the most part, everybody it seems to be willing to make sure that if you can use it, that person ends up with it. We're not. I don't see it. I've never seen us as a bunch of greedy people.
No,
really.
the members of the league. There's been so many times that somebody had better CIP, but they saw that somebody else that wanted it. Could use it, and it would have been more beneficial to them, so they'll pass on the item. I've done it many a times myself. Even though I could have gotten it with my CIP, I passed because, like, there was a bow that I wanted, and there was a ranger that didn't have it, and that it was a big upgrade for them, so I passed for them.
We're all pretty much fair and just. Over here
on the
ABC.
The League people, the League people are really good people. They're a lot. We have a lot of fun on these raids. It's pretty cool.
That's something
I can't see going on a raid if it's not going to be fun, you know.
Right. I haven't been on a raid with the League yet, but for the most part, I know a lot of people in the League, and they're all great people. They're all funny. They're great to be around.
Now, see, talking about loot particular to class and whatnot, that's something that's always bothered me about EverQuest. The biggest mitigation armor is plate, and not everyone can wear plate.
Yes.
Some of the better weapons are particular to, you know, warriors and, you know, paladins and stuff like that, and rangers can't use them. You know, I know in EQ1, Jethel loved using two-handed weapons. Well, he can't do that here in EQ2.
Yeah, that's something that...
Now, the thing that's always bothered me... Different. The thing that's always bothered me is bows. Some of the better bows, as far as I'm concerned, like the Raincaller, I was really kind of ticked off when that came out and everyone could use it. In EQ1, the Raincaller was a ranger-only weapon.
The reason why everybody could use it was because it was a Heritage Quest item.
Yes. It is a Heritage Quest item. For a long time, I used it for soloing. I also used it for Clackannon.
But, you know, if I think about it, there is some Heritage Quest items that...
But for as in tanking, it's not the greatest bow to use for tanking. Reasoning is because it's got a slow.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time the mob gets to you, usually somebody else in the group has done whacked at it, or a mage has done nuked it, and will draw aggro off of it.
Oh, Delmon is telling me that the Templars cannot use the Ring Collar, actually.
Yeah, I was going to say that there's quite a few HQ items that can't be used by, you know, all the classes, you know.
Yeah.
But you got to admit...
I still use that bow
I
solo.
You got to admit, lore-wise, there are some things that some people just should not be using. You know, if they want to... continue the facade that EverQuest is a role-playing game.
Okay.
There are just some things that people should not be able to use.
Well, I mean, like, there's so many Heritage Quests you can do. I mean, like, the Robe of the Oracle. Not everybody can use it. And I like that you can use... that some people can wear it as appearance armor. But it's not meant for everybody to use. But, you know, I did it anyway on my tank because for the guild status and for, you know, because I'm a quest junkie, I can't help it.
Now, there's a good point, like the Ghoulbane. That was only for Shadow Knights and Paladins. But, you know, I can wield the Ghoulbane.
Not that you'd actually want to.
Exactly.
At one point, it was a good sword.
Beneficial for some. It's beneficial more for some classes than it is for others. But, I mean, it's all in fun of doing the quest and getting the status for the guild and the personal status. And to me, most of those HQs, in some part of the HQ, you've got a group to finish it.
Yeah.
And I look at it as it's a way of getting to know people. It's a way of making new friends. And that's why I play.
So get out there and raid, people. Join the League.
And the way you can do that,
yes,
there's two ways. Is you can, if you're on the
Antonia Bale.
Antonia Bale server, sorry. You can just do a / join the League. That's one word.
That's
you can go.
And for those of you...
Go ahead, you can spell it.
For those of you who can't spell, that's / join... TheLeague.
The League.
Or you can go to eq2.mmo-league.org.
And, you know, there was one thing I wanted to bring up is that they don't, the League doesn't always just, you know, do raids. They do other events and stuff. It, you know, it just depends on who's willing to do stuff and
I'm always open for suggestions on things that people want to do. If they send me a tell, hey, I'd like some help with Lightstone HQ, or I'd like help with something else, I'll post it and get a group together and we'll do it.
Yeah, because they're always looking for people that will do startup events or just get-togethers.
Yeah, we've had some events where, like, we had a fashion show when the mannequins came out. When they first came out, we had a fashion show. I believe True North put it on through the League. It was posted on the League site. And everybody showed up at Arbor's house and showed off their appearance armor. And it was a blast. It's really neat to see what people can come up with for appearance to make their character as unique as possible.
So is the League going to be involved in the Festival of Unity this year?
I don't know. I'm sure a lot of the guilds that are part of the League will be involved. I know I'm going.
There's another question.
Oh. Let's see here. Is there a minimum level to group in the League?
Not really. Just depends on the events. On the calendar, all the events post what level requirements are for that event. I do like to post a lot of things that are lower level for people that are either starting out or trying to never raided before. Quartz is a level 50 to 60 zone. I do that. Let's see. There's Clockwork Menace is, I believe, a 60 to 70 zone. There's a lot of... I have found some lower level raid zones in, like, Intonica. That's just like a one or two group raid zone. I'm going to probably be doing some of them with my alts. So it just varies. A lot of the people that join usually are 60, between 50s and 60s area.
But there's nothing stopping anybody who is in the 25s or 30s level coming in and starting their own, you know, thing in the League.
By all means, come sign up at any level. Anybody can post an event on the calendar. It's a way of letting know what you want and what people are needing. I have alts that are arranged all the way to level 16.
You know, I was noticing
16
that.
To 77. So
you're busy. You have quite a few.
Yeah, I have 12 tunes. But I schedule things just in a wide variety. It doesn't matter.
Okay. Okay, I got to butt in here for a second. We had a ding in the Legion of Kithagor. Bones is now a level 30 Warlock. So let's give him a ding.
There we go.
Congratulations, Bones, level 30 Warlock. I thought Warlocks were on the evil side.
No.
Am I wrong?
You're wrong.
No, Warlocks can be either good or bad.
Ah, I see.
And I don't think the League is doing any contested mobs, are they? Because that's a little hard to schedule, or is there enough in the League that if somebody came in and said, oh, there's a contested mob up, who wants to go get him? Is there enough in the League to go do it?
There has been times where, like, we've in channel, somebody will say, well, you know, this epic is up in Tonica. Anybody want to come and try to kill it? And we have done, there's a dragon in... what is it? Sinking Sands?
Mm-hmm.
Pillars of Flames, actually.
I think I saw you guys do that once.
Yes, there's one in Pillars of Flames that is only up every once in a while, and I was running through there. Yeah, he's really neat looking.
I got pictures of him.
You can see him off the side of the cliff. He's on kind of like an island by himself. You have to kill him in the water.
That was what these people went up on the top of this little island out there and was trying to kill him up there.
No, there's a trick down to the killing water. Him. You have to, the tank will go up there or draw it down, and everybody has to be in the water to kill it. The AOEs will kill you if you don't. it makes it a lot easier if you do it that way.
Another big difference between EverQuest and EverQuest 2, I stood there while this group was taking that one dragon down, and it's Silimac, yes, and was able to take pictures while they were fighting. And, of course, his area effect spells didn't get me. In EverQuest, you couldn't do that.
Well, like I was saying last week, I mean, in EverQuest 1, the Ranger arrows were line of sight. So it was like,
yeah.
It's like, I'm going to get that orc. Going, guard!
I was thinking about that when I was in the catacombs the other night, finishing up some greys and grey quests, and one of the guards walked right between me and the mob. I was kiting down the hall, and I was like, hey, you know, I'm so glad that's not line of sight anymore, because I would have had him, too.
Mm-hmm.
Went right through him.
I didn't play EQ1. This was my first MMO.
Wow, cool.
Yeah, I do have
an ex-roommate introduced me to the game when I was on medical leave from work. And because I was bored, and I was watching him play, and he's like, you know, I will delete your character so you can create one. And I was like, okay, cool. So I was playing while he was at work, and but he's like, beware that when EOF comes out, I'm making my Fae on that slot, so you're going to have to get your own account. So I ended up getting my own account and having to recreate my character because I did not have the money to transfer. So I had gotten my character up in, I think a month's time to like level 30 something. I think it was like level 34. And I had to delete it and recreate.
We do have another question here from the Delmon. He would like to know if the League has any extraordinary gentlemen.
Extraordinary gentlemen?
Moffy's one.
Okay, of course, that is a reference to the movie The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Well, I guess Malfi would fall right under that.
Yes,
He is a great person, and he's very, very knowledgeable of these zones, and I look forward to getting on his raids. Him and Ravine, both of them, are awesome raid leaders. They do some really awesome zones.
Oakland, do you have any other questions? Questions, answers, solutions?
None. I could think of. Except I look forward to going on a few raids. I'm finally at the point where I can go and do something with the League now. I just haven't had time before. I've been doing stuff with the guild and everything.
Well, now we're...
There's some raids that I could go on during a time slot I can make.
There you go.
Because there for a while, every time I looked, it was like, yeah, I'm still at work.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like I said, my schedule switches around. So if anybody wants to give me an idea of time period that would be good for them, I will start trying to put some raids up during that time period. And see if we get enough people to show. If not, then I'll see what I can do about pulling some people. I know quite a few people that are Euro that would love to go. So, just welcome to send me a mail or a tell anytime. Let me know what you would like to do. I'll start posting some stuff.
There you go.
So, Marjane, do you have any questions for us? Any questions for Jethel and Elk?
Not really.
Just trying to cover all the bases here before we go to break. And okay, well, Marjane, thank you for coming on.
And was it painless?
You guys had me nervous, that's for sure.
Well, are you okay? It was painless, wasn't it?
It wasn't as bad as I thought it would be.
No, you did fine. You did fine. And did anyone from the League channel razz you at all?
I'm sure it hasn't started yet.
Oh, okay.
Don't pick on her, guys.
Okay. That's all right. I don't mind it.
All righty. Marjade from the League, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
All righty. So remember, that is... crap, I closed the window.
What? The website?
That is the League on the Antonia Bale server, EverQuest 2. That's eq2.mmo-league.org. Or you can join the channel on the Antonia Bale server, The League. No spaces, no dashes, just The League, and no password or anything like that.
And if you want any more contact info or any other questions, you can always contact one of the council members. You can do it both in-game or through the website. And the council members are currently Andrea... I can't say her name. It's A-N-D-R.
Andriella.
Andriella. Which is A-N-D-R-I-E-L-L-A. Or Thera.
Thera's a good person to contact.
E-I-R-A. And Livia.
Livia.
Livia. L-I-V-E-A.
All right. Well, thank you very much for coming on.
No problem.
People want to go on raids, meet a bunch of good people, go visit the League, chat with them up, and go get stuff. Kill things and get stuff. That's what it's all about, I suppose. And bark a lot. Hey, your dog...
You have a case of Knowles.
Yeah, my puppy had to put in a word.
That's all right. Alrighty, so let's see, we were talking about that little dwarf that's in the down below there. We're going to go ahead and start our music break here, and we're going to listen to the interview that Elquin did with Fallon Shuntar.
Bringing you the stories that no one cares about, our crack team of investigators breaks through to find the truth. From Freeport to Kinos, from Nyriac to Kelvin, this is NORAD Tonight Investigates. And now, Elquin Gina Silverwing.
This is Elquin Gina Silverwing reporting from Willowwoods at the entrance to the Down Below. Many people talk about their brave adventures and deeds, but what of the folks that really make NORAD work? What about the vendors and the shopkeepers? I mean, without them, every day would be a mess of hunting and gathering and with no time to slay the dragons. And today, Jethel has forced me into the sewers of Kinos to talk to one of these vendors, even though there's a perfectly good merchant just inside the building next to me. Oh, God. Okay, here I go. Sweet lords of sewage, what the what did I do to deserve this? I don't even want to know what's floating in this water. Fallon Shaloon is a dwarf hard at work here in the sewers. Thank you for taking time to speak
with me. If I don't have what you want, you don't need that!
Well, let's see what you have here. Okay, rations, more rations, water, yeah, sack, measly little sack, oh, and a torch, that's
right. If I don't have what you want, you don't need that!
Well, let's say I'm hunting, and I need some arrows.
You don't need that!
Poison?
You don't need that!
Word chow?
You don't need that!
Look for my kitty!
You don't need that! You don't need that!
What about...
You don't need that!
Okay, I see what you're saying. You may want these things, but to be a real adventurer, all you need is food, water, and the steel by my side. Make do with the things you need. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're a true admitter, sir. I salute you. This is Elquin Gina Silverwing, live from the down below, just under Willowwoods. Tenere bless and good night. Hey, what about some ale?
Buy something or be on your way. I don't have time to chat with...
He was a ranger.
free. What a hell of a fight, right out of an epic scene. A battle knife, frog, and rye, with one falling dead and the other streets red. The night fire shattered free.
Just here is Jethel. I just wanted to do something I'm supposed to be doing anyway, but I just seem to always slip my mind. We're going to go ahead and announce the upcoming shows on Online Gaming Radio. Of course, every Tuesday, you can hear Xanadai and Delmon. EQ Tuesday, every Tuesday at 4 o'clock Pacific Time. The Jethel Silverwing Show, of course, at 7 p.m. Pacific Time. On Thursdays, we have Design and Conquer with Gunter and Eva, 5 o'clock Pacific Time. On Friday nights, 6:30 p.m. Pacific Time, you can join Lingane and Lux for the Ravecast. Saturdays, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Pacific Time, Rock and Roll Play. That's tabletop talk and games and stuff like that with Kira and Drew. And Sundays, from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time, The Mog House with Pico and Exodus. So that's the schedule there for Online Gaming Radio. And now, back to our regularly scheduled wackiness and music.
The following show is intended for a mature audience.
But it's really funny.
So, if you're underage,
go to bed.
Easily offended,
get over yourself.
Or just got a gigantic stick up
your ass. Hey, watch it, watch
okay,
it.
Okay. You all might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
This is Brunan the Insane, and you're listening to Online Gaming Radio.
At 5 o'clock, a Saturday morning, haven't slept a wink this eve. I'm getting close to level, let me ding. My girlfriend fell asleep on auto, follow and got stuck in a tree. Her tune's dead, can't rest now, let me ding. Hear the ding. My girlfriend's gonna kill me. Let me ding. The dregs and bitter blooms of the fear I turn the tables and come at me. The bugs and snakes, they bite me. Let me ding. When the sun, it rises over, the dogs are laid out to the sea. I cry out words of anger. Let me ding. I'm getting silly and restless. Let me ding. Hear the ding. Just a pee. Getting tired. Gotta sleep. My girlfriend's gonna kill me. Let me ding.
Still not quite done with the music break here. I just wanted to make this announcement. For those of you who like my music, you can always go to kithacore.org, download my parodies. But you might want to wait till after tonight's broadcast, because I'm going to be updating a couple of my of the files up there, and we're going to be listening to two of the new updated songs. I've done new recordings of Get This Goblin Off Me, which I released last week, but I haven't updated the file on the server yet. And also, this week I have re-recorded Castle Mistmore. Sounds a lot better, I think. So let's go ahead and listen to those now.
Track down that goblin.
He went that way.
Coming from behind us.
Hey, hey!
Came in like a swarm. Rock pickers, crusaders, hotter than stars. Steamy and hot, gonna get it all I got. Spell casting, sword slashing, ready or not.
Hey, hey, hey.
Stunning and pacing, been fighting all night. Call them all, beat them all, left and right. Rook guys, labelers, phone callers too. Line them up for the dance, anyone will do. Anyone
hey.
Will do. Took a wrong turn, getting jumped.
We had the wrong horse. I hear the parrot shouting, get this goblin off me.
coming after you. Get your sword, we will think it's called blessings from above. Blow them all to hell, cause it's why we love war. Hey! Hey! We gotta bump a little, have a little, scout a little more. We're speaking up behind the drum, give it to the boys. Here I go, gotta kick him in the teeth. Don't get him next time, we'll be back next week. I'm out of food, out of drink, yeah.
What do you mean you're out of drink? You're the same as hell. Sensation. She brought me food and ale.
Gypsy girl danced and twirled, graceful light and pale. The corn took the throne room, Princess Riesta with platinum braids. Familiars rested, advisor skinned, with but the same call and Isis the maid. As I sat on the shifted, and I saw from the corner of my eye, blood figures moving about, something just wasn't right. But she came and eased all my trouble with charming grace. She poured my wine to warm my spirits, and everything seemed to say, welcome to the castle of Bay of Mismar. Pretty gypsy girls,
pretty gypsy girls,
can steal your world. There's plenty around, join us here in Castle Mismar. Nothing's what it seems,
nothing's what it seems, just ignore the screams.
I woke, time was fleeting, I felt the warmth of her breath. On a mattress soft and full, the night was silent as death. On the wall there before me, a mirror showed splendor so fair. I looked rested and ready for her, but in the mirror she wasn't there. I jumped and ran through the doorway, blood-stained marble floors. Her spell alert and enthralled me, my mouth was screaming, my heart wanted more. To my knees, tears fall deathly, her eyes thrown with light. She gave me shelter, gold and her love, all I gave her was my life.
I was kind of hoping that I could get, well, you guys know him as Monty from Online Gaming Radio on the horn here, but apparently he's not at his computer. I just wanted to make him the announcement that those of you who are interested in Warhammer, not that I want to take away from EverQuest 2, because I really don't, but Monty has put together a nice little site there for the new Warhammer Online game that's in beta currently. It's MMOGeek.com. That's the Warhammer Online site. His Warhammer Online site, anyway. And I just wanted to plug that for him a little bit. And while I'm at it, I have... I guess I'm under contract with him now or something like that, but... I'm going to be doing some songs for Warhammer for him. Of course, I'm not playing the game, so I have absolutely no basis of reference. But he's going to write lyrics for me and stuff, and I'm going to sing the songs for him. Coming up here, as soon as I'm done yapping, is the first song I've written for Warhammer. Those of you who are regular visitors to Kithacore.org probably already heard it, but this is... The Greenskins, talking about the orcs and the goblins of Warhammer. So here we go with The Greenskins.
tough and mean, and they strike a mighty blow.
They're big and strong, but their IQ's pretty low.
The goblins come to bear with their cunning and their guile.
But they're not too buff, therefore thinking's more their style. They will charge you with a mighty cleaver, full of enmity and rage. Hordes so large they'll make you shiver.
Skin, gonna stab you in the spleen. Not gonna stop till the war is won. Rah, rah, the green skin, Holder's greatest death machine. They are coming, so you better run. Dwarven land and burn it to the ground.
With steel and grit, marching dead their glory bound.
With Langford standing tall, the chop a swinging steel.
The swig herders and their minions in a frenzied zeal. For the horde, they have a shaman healer. Those of noobs are just as fun. All combined to make a vicious killer. Boys of the blood.
Not gonna stop till the war is won. Rah, rah, the green skin, hold this greatest death machine. They are coming, so you better run.
But when their drinking and lusting and their hunger for power became known to more and more people, the demands to do something about this outrageous horde became louder and louder.
Savage Warg,
where might is right, he's an Orcid superstar.
Now while he has the brawn, Grimzag has the brain.
Shaman to the tribe, bloody murder in his face. Takata, Takata, the ancient dwarven holding. It's our goal to put to flame. Until then, we'll keep on fighting till it's theirs to claim.
Gonna stab you in the spleen. The only choice when you log online.
Rah, rah,
the green skin holds his greatest death machine. Any other choice is a waste of time.
Rah, rah,
the green skin gonna stab you in the spleen. Come join the horde and you know it fits.
Rah, rah,
the green skin holds his greatest death machine.
You see, Pretzel, all my plans have come to fruition. The world is now at my feet.
Yes, Master. I had no doubt your greatness would prevail.
Quiet, Pretzel. I wish to bask in my own glory.
Yes, Master.
Behold, sweet victory at last.
I see skies of ash, red fires too, portents of doom under a blood-red moon. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see towns with plague, a festering blight, food stores run low, sad, wretched plight. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The death that this brings us, the bodies piling high, people all dejected, as all hope passes by.
My enemies are in chains screaming, please let me go. They're really saying, you've won, you know. I see forces of light. I watch them slow, dwindle to nothing, reach an all-time low. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Paul Tivoldua, for I, Grandor the Paladin, shall end your reign of tyranny!
Ah, yes, right on time. Grandor, is it? Yes, well, Grandor, Bastion of Light. You, might want to look up.
Now, Master?
Yes, Pretzel, now. Moron.
The heroes can't stop me, so righteous in their way. Now laid dead at my feet, at the end of the day, I see my hordes raising flags, my symbols high. It's really sad, the day is mine. At the end of the day, one thing left to do.
What's that, Master?
Kill off dear Pretzel.
What?
He was staging a coup. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Oh, yeah.
And how can we top off Wonderful World? Of course, we can top it off by doing a little Fippy Donk Paw. And we'll do it live.
I met him in Kinos outside the gate. I drew my sword, but the guards wouldn't wait to kill the Dark Paw. F-I-P-P-Y, Dark Paw. I'm not dumb, but I can't figure why he keeps coming back, time after time. Fippy Dark Paw. F-I-P-P-Y, Dark Paw. Whoa, ho, the Fippy Dark Paw.
Just starting out, can't figure what's up. He goes down faster than the little no pups. The Fippy Dark Paw, F-I-P-P-Y, Dark Paw. He's got a cool name and he's given a shout. If that though surpasses the river they'll trout. The Fippy Dark Paw, F-I-P-P-Y, Dark Paw. Oh, ho, oh, that Fippy Dark Paw. I started hunting just an hour ago. His suicide run really makes a great show. Avenging the pups, charging the gate. He couldn't get back up, but he couldn't wait. He don't know what he's thinking, just seems a waste. A no kebab waiting on his unhinged haze. Fippy Dark Paw, F-I-P-P-Y, Dark Paw. Oh, oh, the Fippy Dark Paw.
Take a hint, he can't read the signs. The guards lay him out time after time. Fippy Dark Paw, F-I-P-P-Y, Dark Paw.
Nose will be nose and guards will be guards. Look, he just fell again to a level 3 bard. Fippy Dark Paw, F-I-P-P-Y, Dark Paw. The little brain's nose is really a mess. The kind of death wish keeps coming, I guess. I'm
moving on. I'll be back someday. He'll be turned to getting killed till they cancel this game. He's got no further story and no further lore. The dev team must have been really, really bored to make the Dark Pump. And let me be my Dark Pump. Oh, the 50 Dark Pump. Dark Pump. And let me be my Dark Pump. Oh, the 50 Dark Pump. Dark Pump. And let me be my Dark Pump. Oh, the 50 Dark Pump. Dark Pump. And let me be my Dark Pump. Oh, the 50 Dark Pump. Dark
Pump. As this goes on for the next couple of minutes, let's just go right on to the Den Mom has got it going on. Gotta make one of these for Domino.
Before I log into play, acting cool,
acting cool.
Well, I'll check for patch day updates. I'm a crafting fool,
crafting fool.
What new wonders awaits in Trayscale Halls?
Trayscale Halls.
Culinary delights within these walls.
Chef's salty balls.
Did my recipe books get altered late at night? Did they give or did they take? Den Mom will show me right.
The Den Mom has got it going on. And backpacks writing for scrolls to come along. Recipes and more.
Trayscale God is 3'4". I'm always honking on to EQ trainers with Den Mom.
The Den Mom has got it going on. The Den Mom has got it going on.
Den Mom, do you remember subcombines?
In your mind.
Alts for potions and sewing. Wasting time.
I wish I learned to mime.
I wish we had those kits like in EQ1.
That was fun.
One touch, make or break. A click and you're done.
Oh, Pixie Berry Buns.
I get so lonely crafting by myself. Got Den Mom on my mind, a rolling pin wielding MILF.
The Den Mom has got it going on. And backpacks writing for scrolls to come along. Recipes and more.
Trayscale God is 3'4". I'm always honking on to EQ traders with Den Mom. She's waiting and waiting. I'm always longing on. Oh, we love Den Mom. What would we do without Den Mom?
Recipes and more. Trayscale got us 3'4".
I'm always longing on to EQ traders with Den Mom.
Okay, we're back. Well, then it... Well, Elquin's back.
Yay, me.
Woo! Elquin, yeah! Silverwing! Hot little ranger girl.
Oh.
Sorry, I just get a kick out of singing live, so I'm always in a good mood afterward. Who can blame me? So what's going on, Elquin? What are you doing tonight?
Well, I'm trying to go after a dragon and not kill myself. Oop, I killed myself.
Well, congratulations.
I missed the pawn.
Oh. So which dragon kicked your butt?
No dragon kicked my butt yet.
Oh. You're trying to get to a dragon and they kicked your butt?
I missed the pawn from, you know, when you jump down to the pawn when you're up in sky.
Oh.
You know, yeah, I missed.
Gotcha. You went splat.
I went splat.
You went big time splat. Yeah, you went splat. So what other topics do we have, or do we just continue singing? Anything happened this week?
Besides us turning 60? That's about it.
We covered the crap out of that.
Oh, I know. Nothing else. I mean, you know, I was talking to Ullman about the fact that I've sat down in syllabus a few nights just looking to see if I could catch a group or, you know, not a zip. It's like there's a, he's calling it a post-epic lull.
Post-epic lull.
So people have gotten their epics and they're maxed out and they have nothing else to do. So they're not logging in.
Well, those jerks. Log in! Actually, you know what? We have one of the most populated servers in the game. Don't log in! Try another server.
Well, you know, if we're so populous, where's all the healers? I mean, we really could use some healers in our guild.
Okay, stop logging in. Make healers!
We need healers.
Let's see. I suppose I could announce that Ellison is a new second in command of the Guardians of the Faedoc. Of course, by that token, I should announce here that Skyheart is new guild officer of Legion of Kithacor. Congratulations, Skyheart. I know she's already logged off, but oh well. Let's see. No dings while I was singing live. Oh, Low Kick has 106 achievement points now. So let's give him an AA day.
No, I'm trying to catch up on some dragons for the Heritage Quest, A Thorn of Old. So I noticed the League is going after one of the dragons later on in the quest, and
I have
a bit of catching up to do.
Hun, take a look at what was just linked in the channel.
I can't. I was zoning. I will in a second. I'm heading over to Baron Sky to fix my boo-boo.
A new bow from the Plane of Hate called Vexthorn. Ooh, I want this bow.
I'm going to drool over it.
It looks awesome. It's got black glowies.
Where? Let's see.
Well, if you missed it, I can link it for you.
No, I see it.
Okay.
Does
that look awesome or what?
Oh,
that
I
looks
like it.
Great.
I want one too. What's it? Huh.
Well, it's in the Shard of Hate.
It looks really good.
Lore, no trade, Shard of Hate. I'll never get one.
That's a pulling bow. I hate to say it, but that's a pulling bow.
Oh, yeah. 40 meter range.
Yeah.
Good ratio.
You'd be going up against the Guardians for that.
My bow. Get your hands off that bow.
It's mine.
Yeah, let's see. Anyone have any requests? I can do songs live. I mean, I can't do all of my songs live, but I can do some songs here. We're pretty much out of subjects. Not a lot happened this week, really, outside of us digging to 60.
Well, there was a Delve chat, but I think Delmon and those guys covered it.
Well, yeah. Well, see, that's the thing. That is the problem with having two EverQuest shows back-to-back. We can't really cover the same thing.
But they can always go to EQ2 dot Stratix, STRATICS.com, and look at the transcript. It's a nice read. I haven't read it all.
Let's see, what else?
I've been bad. I haven't blogged at all lately.
But your blog is rather nice. If anyone hasn't seen El Quindena's blog, You can go to Elquinjena, that's Elquinjena, .kithacore.org, or you can just go to kithacore.org, click on blogs, and click Elquinjena's blog, if you can't spell Elquinjena. That's all right. And I think you're doing a great job.
I just haven't found anything interesting to...
Well, you know, there's not news all the time.
No.
You know, you can't have gold every week. So let's see here. No, I'm going to put a couple songs on because I need to do some. Oh, we've got a question here about the Maiden's Fancy. I've got more people lined up for the Maiden's Fancy than I can possibly handle at this point. I'm getting a lot of volunteers. I do have two new models ready to be uploaded, but I haven't had a chance yet, and doing it while the broadcast is going on takes up a lot of bandwidth, and yeah. Maiden's Fancy is popular. I mean, had 1,500 hits last time I saw.
And, who's the newest edition?
We have Angela Coria from the Legion of Kithacore.
Ooh.
And, shoot, let me take a look here. Who's the second one I got ready? Where to get to the right place, models. Where is she from? And God, I'm gonna butcher this one. Larry Ariel? Larry Ariel from the Guck server, Human Paladin. So we have Angela Coria, who is a Fae. And Larry Ariel, I am assuming that's how you pronounce it. That's how it's spelled, who is a human paladin. Of course, as always, very tastefully done. Larry Ariel requested to be photographed on the beach, so she's there in the Enchanted Lands. And Angela Coria is in a generic background that I put on. It's actually from EverQuest 1, but it works. It works. It's fine. It's just outside of Crushbone, actually. But both very nicely done. Very tasteful, of course. And it was actually suggested to me that I ought to start doing group shots, you know, for couples. I think that'd be interesting. I don't know. I'm thinking about it. I'm going to put on some music here, simply because I need to do something that I can't do on the air.
I bet you I know what it is.
Shut up.
He's got to use the little ranger room.
Yeah, I do, unfortunately. So let's pile on some music here. Let me see here. I'm going to get to the right directory.
The question is, hon, everybody wants to know is when you're going to graduate to the big ranger room.
I think you know better than anyone that I already am in the big ranger room.
Oh, okay.
It's mature audiences, folks. Deal with it. Let's see. We already did the green scans. Oh, I can put on Frog Luck Hero. What do you think? Frog Luck Hero?
Sure. I like that one that one with Pretzel.
Yeah, but we already did it.
I know, but I'm just saying I like that one out of the two that you did.
Oh, I like that one, too. I didn't write that one, though. Monty did. Well, we figured that's kind of a generic MMO song. You know, what would happen if the bad guy actually won?
I could almost picture it in Death Citadel and Zack.
Yeah, I like it. Oh, I know we can do Brell's Magic Keg is for Ale.
Aren't they tired of that one?
Who could get tired of Brell's Magic Keg is for Ale?
True.
Oh, Deader from Kithacore wants to know what program I'm using. It's called Poser.
Not Hoser, but Poser, yeah.
Poser. By Creative Labs. I'm using version 5. I think they're up to version 7 or 8 now. But I just simply can't afford to upgrade. Oh, okay. Well, we have a...
You have a request for green.
Green? What green?
I don't know. Ask Delmon. He's the one that's screaming it.
Fade Art Green, I suppose. And Ranger's Paradise. All right, let's go ahead and load those up. Paradise. If I had these things in alphabetical order, it might help!
Now, we're going to try jumping off the cliff up here into the pond down below, and hopefully, I will make it this time.
Whee!
Okay. Make the water! A-poosh! Good. You know, I have to go back up.
Okay, well, we're going into the music break here, so I'll be back in a little bit.
Good for something. Brown's Magic Keg is really, really neat.
For ale!
I've dressed it up so I can rest my feet.
But it's for ale!
A tablecloth would look nice.
In ale!
A pitcher of tea with ice.
For ale!
A cozy place for me to store my dice.
In ale! Brown's Magic Keg is for ale.
Oh,
Brown's Magic Keg is for ale. Drink it all night, getting dizzy and pale. But you're doing it all wrong!
But it's my keg! I'll do with it whatever I want!
Oh, all right.
I'm glad I finished up that pesky quest.
It's for ale!
Maybe cut a door, make a closet for my vest.
For ale! Oh, sorry!
Make a hot tub to relax.
But.
A place to store my axe. Build a chair so I can rest my tail.
Ale! Brown's Magic Keg is for ale. Brown's Magic Keg is for ale. Not to store weapons, cheese, or mail. Ale, ale, ale.
Dwarf, look, you lush.
Look, you can't make it into something that it's not.
Well, why can't you just lay off the ale for a minute and help me?
I'm a dwarf.
Not every dwarf is a drunk.
Oh?
What?
Them's is fighting words. Ready, drunks?
Ready.
Yo.
Hey.
Let's sing it. Brown's Magic Keg is for ale. Brown's Magic Keg is for ale. Up all night getting dizzy and pale. Ale.
Do more than drink!
Huh? You lie! Stop lying!
You, Coppershot!
Hey.
You own your own business!
Well, yeah, but it's a bar.
And you, Iron Mallet!
Huh?
You're a respective craftsman!
Yeah, true, true.
And Grubbin! You're a guard, boldly defending the city of Kinos!
What was that again? Oh, but Cheez-It! What do you think gives them that courage? Huh?
Son of a...
Brown's Magic Keg is for ale! Brown's Magic Keg is for ale! In cities, forests, a boat's making sail! Ale, ale, ale! Ale, ale, ale! Brown's Magic Keg is for...
Brown's Magic Keg is for...
Brown's Magic Keg is for ale!
Ha!
All right, I'm back. And instead of just playing Ranger's Paradise... Let me load it up here. I'm gonna sing it live. What the heck? Find it. There it is. Let me load this up here. I haven't done Ranger's Paradise in a while. Do-do-do-do-do. There we go. Okay, Ranger's Paradise, live. Coming up like, now.
As I walk through the wood where I started this play, I wonder where my path leads. Could this be my last day? It's such a down thought for a ranger like me. Well, no one ever told me that this world has so much to see. From the Eldar Sacred Glade to the Halfling's Great Wall, Freeport's Evil City to Kino's Marbled Halls, where we travel the wood, city streets, forest vales, stalk the forest wild, and spin our favorite tales. Friend and ally met, we gladly fight by the side. Bows drawn, arrows fly as they take the last ride. I'm the kind of ranger everyone wants to be like, stalking on my prey, scoring crits in the moonlight. Been spending most of our lives living in a ranger's paradise. I flashed arrows once or twice, living in a ranger's paradise. Long days and countless
sleepless nights, living in a ranger's paradise. Training hard and sacrifice, living in a ranger's paradise. Keep your eye on the mark, charging into the dark. We're tracking cross forest green, camoed hardly seen. Line on my feet, I never run in defeat. A rain of arrows, pass attack, draw the bow, never retreat. Adventures calls us far, no matter where we roam. A sacred voice calls us to come back home. So hunt with pride, don't be whiny, or else my brother, I might have to shoot an arrow when you're hiding. How can you be so down on us? But see, calling us names is a jealousy. Been spending most of my lives living in a ranger's paradise. Hunting orange, put Vermont on ice, living in a ranger's paradise. Scoring crits and hitting it twice, living in a ranger's paradise. Tempt a chance to steal her dice, living in a ranger's paradise. Time after time, quest after quest, arrow after arrow, best of the best. Oh well, the first one in, last one to leave the scene. A flurry of arrows, flash of steel, blurred green. Trial by flame, the people speaking my name. An epic fight, fought in the darkest of night. They said that I'd lose, it was a path that I choose. Nothing more can I state, I proudly set my fate. Been spending most of my lives and living in a ranger's paradise. They say the journey is half the fun, yeah right. Living in a ranger's paradise. Running wild with heart and mind, living in a ranger's paradise. You think we're weak, you best think twice when you cross into the ranger's paradise. How can you be so down on us? See, calling us names is a jealousy. How can you be so down on us? See, calling us names is a jealousy.
He's standing in the swamp with the scabbard down low. He couldn't get through, only one way to go. So the eyes of the trolls, a dead end it seemed. Sword in the air, and with a battle scream, he got the first one down. Just diced him away. He had blood in his eye. And on the very next day, he folds a custom claymore in a trade skill store. He didn't know how to swing it, but he knew for sure.
blessed thing I just can't find. A blessed thing whenever I want blue, all I seem to find is green. Zone whenever I want blue, all I seem to find is green. I can hunt on blue, make a plan of two, every hour of the day. Only trouble is, gee whiz, I can't level up that way. I'm no good then, and that is why whenever I want blue, all I seem to find is green. Green, 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 green. I can hunt like blue, make a plan or two, every hour of the day. Only trouble
years of war since the Horde came to war. The ground opened up and shook the trees to the floor. And Dream Tuner's voice leads us to a new home. Farewell, Greater Fader. Tuner has gone silent, and now we must go. Rending to the land and to the families at home. From the elves high trooping, the dwarves and the gnomes. My tempies and fight are for contraption, mind down. Greater Fader, we shall not forget you, but believe in you now.
We will return to the Fader, the deep-rooted mountain of Kaladin, the rich green lands of the elves, the gnome city of mechanical thingies. We will be back, we will return, you can count on it, bucko!
Okay, and that takes care of the request that we had for this evening. All right, and by the clock, we are out of time, and we've run out of stuff to talk about anyway. So this is Jethro Silverwing saying goodnight. Elquin, are you there? Elquin? Hello?
Well, it'd help if I turn things on, huh?
Yeah, turning the mic on does help.
Well, I'm back just in time to say goodnight and good hunting.
All right. And thank you very much for Marjade, who stopped in and told us about the league. Appreciated the info, and I'm sure our listeners did as well. I've been getting a weird memory error ever since the last patch, so I crashed. It's okay, I need to fix my group window anyway on the UI. I guess it's something that needs to be done, and I haven't done it yet, so my grouping window is not functioning as it should. So that's about it for the night. I gotta fix my UI and upload it, and I might log in again tonight. I'm not sure. Probably to test it out, if nothing else.
All right. People wondered what happened to you. You just took off.
No, I crashed that damn memory error. And yes, before people start asking me, I have been trying that new setting in the options window, and it's not working. Actually, I think it's causing the problem. I'm not sure. I don't know what it does. Alrighty. Well, I'll see you guys next week. Thank you very much. And here comes my famous ending shtick.
Hey, alright. That's it for this episode of the Jethro Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Jethro Silverwing.
And I'm the Drunken Dwarf.
And I'm Cheese and Nibblebuds.
Online Gaming Radio is a proud member of the ZAM Network. Our producer is Deep Pockets. Our technical advisor is Spike Linkdeath. Facts and Intelligence brought to us by the Grassy Knoll. Our spiritual advisor is Alcoholic. Sensitivity Seminars by Mandy Feldersnatch. And noted contributions by Three Badgers, Two Giant Rats, a 4-pound jar of jelly beans, a package of expired Twinkies, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Be sure to catch our show every Tuesday night at 4 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and some ungodly hour in the U.K. So, for me, Jethro Silverwing, the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love, Elquin Jenna, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.